I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. In Syria, between airstrikes and ongoing violence against minorities, Christians continue to mourn those lost in June's suicide bomber attack, which claimed over two dozen lives and injured more than 60 people at Mar Elias Church. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy Lebanon recently visited this congregation.
Just a reconnecting time and also comforting time for some people. So it was a difficult trip, I have to say.
The government has since established guards at the church.
The government is trying to protect, but also at the same time Islamize. So it's a challenge there for Christians.
Believers regularly hear stories of people being kidnapped or killed for their faith.
All these things are happening and the media is not talking about them. But people on the ground, they're living them.
Find prayer points at missionnews.org. In other news, former prisoner Lawrence says his faith is stronger after his unjust imprisonment. According to Brian Kamstra of Crossroads Prison Ministries, Lawrence had recently become a Christian and was still hanging around some of his old friends, one of which borrowed his house and used it for illegal activities. When the police came, they accused Lawrence of being involved. While in prison, Lawrence was introduced to Crossroads, an international ministry that connects prisoners with mentors in Christ-centered relationships.
I asked him, would your faith be where it is today if you hadn't gone into prison? And he said, no way.
Now he has received a presidential pardon and is a barber with his own shop, sharing the gospel with everyone who sits in his chair. You can become a Crossroads mentor, whether you're in the United States or in another country, at cpministries.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you, and by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.